Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Very, very happy to welcome in as our next guest to talk about Brian Kelly and the mess, the dumpster fire. It depends on, I guess, at what point you want to look at a dumpster fire. Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. Good morning, Wilson. Thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you for having me on. Hope you're all doing okay.
We are, sir, and I hope you are too. Tell me about, I don't even want to get in the middle of your story. It's such a well-written piece. I would just like you to kind of give us the highlights of it. Brian Kelly's problems, you know, it seems like reading the story to me, he billed himself as an attention to detail guy, but yet he really wasn't when it came to the things that maybe needed his attention. Would that be accurate or not?
I hadn't really thought of it in those exact terms, but as you say it, I think that that conclusion could possibly be drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go so far as to say as that's definitively it, because I think it's sort of, in some cases here, matters of opinion. But that seems to be a fair thing to say.
And let me just jump in real quick why I said that, because the part of when you meet a player and then you forget about it and then you say, well, it's been nice to meet you, to the player, that's like, well, bro, you don't even remember who I am, right?
Yeah, and that certainly is where a lot of people who have been around the program the past 4 years say that Brian Kelly fell short. And that was a common criticism of him, is that he did not connect with enough of his players. There were some players who said they had solid relationships with Brian Kelly. One, a former captain I spoke to, said he was close.
Mm-hmm.
He also acknowledged that it may have been because he was a captain. There was this sort of inability to connect with enough people and relate to enough people and really just win over enough people who were important around the program and also just his players as well. But to go back to what you said about attention to detail, I hesitated because I know there were moments when he was did have the attention to detail that that you would want from a head coach. I think, though, that he wanted everybody else around him to kind of have the attention to detail and then be able to be maybe a little bit hands off. And that was as I was told by many people, too hands off. And maybe lack that attention to detail in that way, yes.
You know, something else I got from reading your story is that, and it's going to sound terrible to say it, and I don't mean it too, but almost as though he was from the north and not one of us. It sounds terrible to say that, Wilson, but do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, that came up quite a few times, and it's sort of in his just, as people tried to describe his leadership style, his interactions with people, being, you know, as one staff member put it to me, in a one-on-one situation, he was really good, where he could be funny and cordial and respectful. But then he would get into the bigger group settings, and another staff member used the word brash, where he would sort of raise his voice, and it felt maybe a little bit performative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just didn't translate. And you know, people from the moment he got hired, they talked about, oh, this doesn't feel like a good fit and all of that. And I guess ultimately in terms of his personality, maybe it wasn't. One person said that a longtime sort of current staff member, that Kelly brought in some things that needed to be done and did some things really well. This particular person thought that his messaging was always good. He brought in some structure that needed to be in place at the time when he took over after the end of the Ed Orgeron era, but that ultimately LSU lost its edge.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. One other thing I got from your article is that he kind of had 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and you know, you're kind of lost if you're in no man's land, right? You neither fish or fowl. Maybe I'm reading the wrong thing. I don't know, but we'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. Got a great piece at NOLA.com about the inside goings-on behind Brian Kelly's tenure and his firing and the differences between when he was at Notre Dame and here. And I think it's a very insightful piece. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. Might help if I turn my microphone on. 7:56, 4 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. He's got a tremendous article written at NOLA.com that you can go back and read if you like. I would suggest you do. Did Brian Kelly have enough of a hand in what he wanted to do? And I mentioned that he had 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I think he did in terms of culture. I think he did in terms of managing the organization. I think maybe the administration might have had 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Here's the thing I'm trying to say, Wilson. I'm all for responsibility with authority. It's like, you know what? If you're going to hold me responsible, by God, I'm going to pick my own staff. If you don't like it, fire me. Of course, there was the buyout consideration that factors into this as well. But did he have enough of it, of his own say, or were they trying to protect him from himself?
Well,
that's a lot. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of questions, huh?
Yes.
Bobby Hebert taught me that, Wilson. There. Bobby Hebert taught me how to ask those questions.
Well, to answer the last one, did he have enough to say? Yeah, he had a hand in everything. I will say, okay, if you look back to the beginning of Brian Kelly's tenure, he was given the permission, the ability to shape that staff the way that he wanted. Mm-hmm. And that included getting rid of a lot of longtime LSU staff members, Tommy Moffitt, Corey Raymond. Obviously Blake Baker was on staff and they let him go and then had to bring him back. Austin Thomas was already there. And then in 2023, bringing him back, a lot of those guys back, was something that was, not only a Brian Kelly decision. Scott Woodward was heavily involved in that. And then as the things began to morph, you know, and LSU brings in Austin Thomas to sort of run, the roster management and the GM and all of that. I think Kelly was okay with that, but it certainly, as he said before, was different than anything he had ever previously done in his career, and that's not a surprise. He's been a career for a head coach for 30-plus years. This is not how college football has worked up until recently. So he had to adapt, and I think in some ways, as some staff members said, he did adapt. It just never really worked. I think the reason it never really worked, maybe not might not quite be so much because of that, but because his style works if you have really good assistant coaches around you. Mm-hmm. You look back to Notre Dame the last 5 years when they won 10 straight games in a row. His defensive coordinators, he had three straight. All of them are now head coaches at power programs and having success. If he's going to delegate the way that he does, everybody's got to be really good. And there was always an issue with the staff at every single season questions about somebody needing to get fired here at LSU.
You think Frank Wilson has any shot at the job at all?
If LSU wins out,
yeah,
then maybe it becomes a discussion. I think where things stand at this point, most likely it would be a long shot, I would say at this point.
Hey, look, I appreciate you coming on. I'm very sorry about your loss. I mean that sincerely, Wilson.
Thank you so much.
You
I appreciate y'all having me and hope you have a good rest of your day.
God bless you, man. Thank you. Wilson Alexander, staff writer for NOLA.com. Go read that story. Brian Kelly's ended LSU inside the Tigers coach demise. Very well researched, very well written. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jason Williams with this funding mess. Talk about a dumpster fire with the city. He's worried about his department. We'll talk when we come back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.